Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this vision. We thank you, Lord, that the assignment, the call that you have given our apostle. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life. We thank you, Lord, that we are part of this vision. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that as him and Sister Carolyn celebrate their anniversary, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that they will have many, 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 many more. Holy Spirit, as I yield to you tonight, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you must increase and I must decrease, that no flesh will glory in your presence. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You all can be seated. I know the last time that I had ministered, a couple of months ago, I was teaching on that we are called to be fishers of men. So tonight's message is going to tie into that message. This card that I have, how many of you all keep this card on you and keep it with you? Keep it with you? Okay, come on, keep your hand up. Don't worry about the ones who don't have their hand up. Okay. All right, we keep this card with them, okay? Because as I'm teaching tonight, it's going to really put a lot of emphasis on why that we should carry this card and why the card is so important when it comes to the things of God. Amen? All right. Tonight, my message is going to be on be my guest. Be my guest. All right, that's the name. Be my guest. All right. And as we see on this card right here about being my guest, we see Word of Life Christian Center, Highway 22, the time, 9 a.m. Sunday, and Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Also, we see changing lives of people with what? With the Word of God. Huh? Notice it says changing lives of what? People. That's what this ministry is all about. It's about meeting the needs of the people. Okay? All right? Okay. All right, I want you to open your Bibles to, before you, I'm going to give you a couple of definitions before you turn to the scripture. I want you to write these definitions down. Guest. Guest is a person to whom hospitality is extended. Okay? Guest is a person to whom hospitality is extended. All right? Hospitality. We had the Minister of Health meeting Saturday, and Dr. Montreal had mentioned about the ushers and different reports. I was an usher for about 18 years, the greeters. And it's also going to tie into when the guests come is how we is to, you know, how we interact with them, okay? So that's why I'm giving you a definition or a hospitality, the quality or disposition of receiving and treating guests. Treating guests. I thought about as I was writing that definition down, treating guests. I thought about when Brother Larry said when he first came and joined the ministry, he said how Mr. Fowler gave him a warm welcome, how he made him felt. So how Mr. Fowler made Brother Larry felt, it had a whole lot of Brother Larry's decision of joining his ministry. Amen. Okay? So at the same time, when you're thinking about as we flow in the ministry of helps and how we interact and how we treat people when they come, think about when you invite someone. Think about how you approach them and watch this here. When it comes to inviting dealing with people when they come to get, that it's not a flesh thing. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you know when you invite your guests, when your guests come here, they're going to get the word. Okay? Now, a lot of times when we're thinking about We think about guests. First thing we think about, going to somebody's house or somebody coming to our house and eat. Okay? Yeah, they're going to eat when they come here, but it's not going to be the type of food we eat. Okay? All right. And guess what? When they come, the food is not going to be raw. It's not going to be rare. It's going to be just right. Okay? All right. Okay. Okay. Because I remember my chore coming up as a kid. My daddy had some hunting dogs. I used to feed the dog. But when a certain program was would come on, I wanted to watch the program. Because, see, at that time, when you missed it, you just missed it. You ain't had no to my record. There was no record. So what I used to do is, I wanted to see that show at a certain time. So what I would do is, I'd take the food and just throw it over the fence. Daddy wondered, why them dogs fighting like that? I didn't throw the food over the fence. Because why? I wasn't feeding them right. But at the same time, that's the reason why when we come here, our apostle makes sure that we are being fed right. Okay? He going to make sure. He even said Sunday about texting when he ministers. So sometimes we think about, man, what's wrong with texting while I'm ministering? He want to make sure that you get fed right. Okay? All right. All right, let me finish that definition of hospitality. The quality or disposition of receiving and treating guests and what? Strangers. A lot of people that you come in contact when you are inviting them, they might be a stranger. Somebody you don't even know. Last month, they had a funeral here. And they had a man came to the funeral, and everybody left. So later on, he got a hold of Troy, because he seen Troy. Now watch this, just watch. He seen Troy, so I was in the back cleaning up, all right? So when he got a hold of Troy, Troy called me and asked me, did I sing the man he was looking for his earplug, okay, hearing aid. Hearing aid, that's what he was looking for, his hearing aid. He lost his hearing aid when he was here. So Troy called me because he figured that if it went by me cleaning up, I probably seen that hearing aid. Okay? So when the man came, lost and found, just looking and everything. But notice one thing about it, when Troy called me, I didn't say, man, I don't feel like being bothered with no hearing aid. Man, I'm doing something, too busy. See, a lot of time when God prompts us to minister to somebody, sometimes we're too busy. We almost like that sister called Martha. We coming about many things. But guess what? When it comes to witness at a particular time, it's one thing is needful. One thing. Everybody say one thing. See, because see what it is, we put a lot of emphasis on a lot of things because I'm busy. It's not about you being busy all the time. It's one thing, because why? The Bible talks about in Luke chapter 15, when the scriptures say, there's rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. All right, let me ask you a question. Just think about this here. Let's just put a $100 bill aside. Somebody said, now where are we going here? Let's just put a $100 bill aside. Okay, I'm going somewhere. All right, let's think about this here. If we had a hundred wands, not $100 bill, because if you lose that $100 bill, you might say, "Man, I lost $100 bill." All right, now if you won't get cocky with me, I'll say, "Okay, folks, you lost all your money then." All right, I'm going somewhere. Because somebody get cocky to me, well, that's all right if I lose $100 bill. I got a whole bunch more. I'm not talking about that. I'm going to a point. My point is, if you got a 100 wands and you lose one of those wands, how much time you going to spend trying to find that $1? Oh, no, what you probably say, I got 99, so I ain't thinking about that, just that $1. I ain't thinking about that $1. Notice when we go to the store or the supermarket, guess what? We see buku pennies on the ground. Ain't nobody going to pick up no penny. Ain't nobody, oh, no, I ain't picking up. Now, I'm not telling you to go pick up no pennies. I'm not saying, apostle teaching us about prosperity. I'm not talking about picking up no pennies. But my point is, when it comes to one individual, the Lord put a lot of emphasis in that one instead of a whole lot. Because he said that rejoice over that one than more than that 99. Because no one would say, somebody might say, oh, that's all right. I got $99. So what about that one? Suppose when it came to me as one. Suppose it came to you as one. And somebody say, that's all right. I ain't going to minister to them. They ain't just for one person. Because why? You look around, all of us was that one. But if you add all of us together, that one then turned into about 200 or 300 in here right now. But see what we do. Oh, Lord, help. But see what we do here. We look at the mass. We look at how many people. It's not about how many people. It's about what you're doing with one. Being just hold on one hand. Just one finger. Just one. If you minister to one person a week, you done done your job. Let's get back to this man. Let's get back to this man. So I took him all around and walking him around and everything with his hearing aid, looking for his hearing. He's looking around hearing aid. All right. But my main focus was it was and the apostle had taught all preached the funeral. Oh, you talking about what's powerful? You talking about what's powerful? So I'm saying to myself, this man ain't come here by no hearing aid. So he got on that for you. Now watch this here. See, a lot of time when you're witnessing to people, remember I mentioned about don't jet the fish too fast. Because, see, now I could have been in here walking around with him, talking with him and everything. No, I just waited. So by the time he got to the foyer, instead of letting him go, I said, sir, I said, are you born again? He said, I don't know. Now, when somebody tell you something they don't know, it's time for you to let them know. You gotta let them know. You gotta know you saved, just like you know your name, just like you know your social security, just like you know that your phone number on that phone. You gotta know that. So I told him, I said, he said, yeah. So I said, you want to make sure you know. So I prayed with him. He got wound up getting born again. All right. So my next step was, remember, they go to this car. I had a car with me. So I gave him one of these cards. So once I gave him a card, I told him, I said, you gonna come visit? He said, oh yeah, I'm coming. He said, boy, he said, that was a powerful message, Apostle Thompson and minister. That was a powerful message. Okay. So I said, okay. That was last month. All right. Sunday, I'm standing here by the sound booth. See, what I do is I stand by that sound booth a whole lot. So I say, whenever I invite somebody, I say, just look for me. I'm going to be standing by that sound booth. So here a man comes standing here, standing on the side of me. This Sunday, I looked at him. I didn't know who he was. He said, I'm the one that you helped me looking for my hearing aid. So I said, okay. Now, I'm, you know how J.R. Smith made that boo-boo playing the game? I'm almost looking kind of stupid now. Here, I'm going to invite the man. I don't even know who the man is now. So now I got to say, oh, yeah, sure, I know you now. I remember you now. Then he told me, before he left, prior to leaving, I said, you're going to find your hearing aid, because he ain't find it here because it wasn't here. I said, you're going to find your hearing aid. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to find it. He told me, say, guess what? He told me about what I was saying. He said, I found my hearing aid. See, it wasn't about that man coming in about no hearing aid. It was about that man getting saved. See, we got to always remember when an apostle is teaching us on Sunday and teaching us on Wednesday, we got to always remember ministry is not over with. See, we think about, we look at, oh, yeah, I done got full. I done got the word of God. No, ministry not over with. Because the Bible said, as the word of God go forth, signs and wonder go follow. The signs and wonder go follow you, because why? At the same time, you don't receive the word of God from the man of God, and you go out there, and signs and wonder is still following. Then, okay, Sunday here, my wife and I, that was all this happening on Sunday. Be my guest. All right. So my wife, now watch this. This is another thing also too. A lot of time when you could be witnessing or you want to minister to someone because everybody got a desire to do what God calls to do. All right. I'm so excited right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, about prison ministry. See, that's the reason why when it comes to evangelism, when it comes to doing this here, my father never went out because I've been in prison ministry for over 25 years. Thank God for Brother Greg Calhoun. Because when apostles told him and said, when it came to the inmate had run, I mean, he'd been on it just like white on rice. See, because why? At the same time, that is a part of the vision that God have given our apostle is to go out there and win. Because why? And guess what? We got something really to minister to them about. Why? Because we're talking about to them, or ministering to them about their soul. It's the soul. So my wife and I, we went to the, see, another thing too, let me go back. When we go to the store, think about if you're going fishing, because I told you I'm going to run parallel to this here, if you're going fishing. Sometimes it's not good to go to the same fishing pond all the time. That don't mean they ain't got no fish in the water. Sometimes the fish just don't bite. And they don't bite and make you think that they ain't got no fish in the water. They there. You go to that same Walmart, you wonder, I wonder if they got some sinner day in there, but it just ain't biting. Because the point is, because the reason why they're not biting, because the Lord didn't lead you there. He might have led you to go to one in Prairieville, but no, I ain't going to Prairieville. I don't want to burn that much gas. I'm too tired. I'm too hungry. So I'm going where it's convenient at. I'm going to the local store. Ain't nothing wrong with going to the local store. But sometimes what we got to do is, we got to, the Bible said in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, and the Lord is leading us for to go somewhere where he got it all set up for us to meet someone else. So what you think the first star going to come to me? What store are we going to stop to? Oh, yeah, we're going to stop the Ralph's. That's what I said. Let's stop the Ralph. Then all of a sudden, I said, well, let's go to Walmart. And they go Walmart. Yeah, I said, let's go to Walmart. All right. So then all of a sudden, my wife mentioned, she say, let's go to Lamb and Dola's. I said, Lamb and Dola's? I said, okay, yeah, let's go to Lamb and Dola's. So here we go on to Lamb and Dola's. I'm up there pushing the basket and everything, my wife. And see, another thing, too, it's good a lot of time to go to go out, whether to eat or do something. We even left church because the anointing of God on you. Then the people, them sinners, or people that ain't went to church, they see you dressed up. Don't be ashamed. I'm going to hurt them, take my suit off or my dress off because I don't want people to see I just came from church. They need to see you just came from church to be under some conviction. So keep the clothes on. Keep them on. Because why they, like apostles say, they treat you different. I'm up there waiting on my wife. The man asked me, he say, you need some help? I said, no, I'm just waiting on my wife. People treat you different. And they know you just came from church. So we got to the cash register. And the lady, here I'm up there getting stuff out of the basket. And I'm going kind of slow. Going kind of slow. Thank God, Apostle teaching on the soul. Because my wife telling me, why are you going so slow? Boy, if she probably would have told me that before Apostle told me about that soul, teaching on the soul. See, now I'm, thank God for that message. I'm catching now. I might have told her, said, you want me to help you, or you won't get the stuff out of this basket. Don't try to show me up in the store. That's my soul. But I ain't seen that. I know why. That's the reason why some of the whole y'all laughing, because y'all know when you go in them stores, you're a clown. I know that. And then when you see somebody that you know, all of a sudden, hey, how you doing? Like the Lord don't see you. You got more respect for somebody else than you got for the Lord. Fooled me too. So I'm getting the stuff out of the basket. I'm kind of taking my time and everything. But the reason why I was kind of taking my time, Bill, because my wife don't know what's going on and what's happening to me. I want to know is what to say or when, if it's to say something to this lady as a cashier, so I'm kind of taking my time. All right. So then all of a sudden I took all my stuff out of the basket and I put it on. And then all of a sudden I asked, I say, are you born again? She said, yeah, I'm born again. I said, okay, yeah, all right. I said, she told me, when I mentioned to her, she told me, say, I go to church in Baton Rouge. She said, in a matter of fact, I go to church where my family go. She said, but what I'm going to do is, I need to go somewhere else. She said, I need to go somewhere else. I ain't told her about, oh, I know you need to go somewhere else. I ain't told her that. Always remember, that's a guess. All right? So I told her, I said, okay. And then she said, I need to go somewhere else. I said, there go my car. You remember that commercial? I think that's an American Express card would say, don't leave home without it. Don't leave home without this card. This is more powerful than American Express. All right? Okay, because we're on assignment for God. All right? So I had this card, so I gave her this card. And I told her, I'm inviting you to come to church. So see, a lot of, watch this here too. You remember the Bible talks about as a pastor teaching on finances too, when you give, don't give grudgingly. Don't give people that call like, oh, I'm doing it because apostles told me or whoever told me, but you're doing it grudgingly like you don't want to do it. You ever seen somebody going fishing with somebody and they should have stayed home? Man, I'm ready to go home. You should have stayed home. So I'm saying is when you're giving the card, talk to them and encourage. So I'm telling. She said, what your church at? I showed her the car. She said, oh, yeah. She said, oh, yeah, you go down this road here, and you turn at the light. She said, oh, that big old black gate. I said, yeah, that's it. I said, a matter of fact, I said, I'm on the staff. I work there. She said, okay. She said, I'll tell you what. She said, I'm coming this Sunday. Now, watch this here, too. Many of you all, the Bible said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. A lot of times you are inviting people, but guess what? Sometimes they'll lie to you. Boy, I done had a bunch of people about to put on a call. Ma'am, I'm going to be there. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. So some of them ain't going to tell you. But I tell you what, just because people go fishing and they don't catch nothing, that don't mean they don't go fishing no more. So don't be weary. Don't think just because you invited somebody and they didn't come, that's all right. Because what God gonna do is He gonna give you more. He gonna give you more. So I want you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Brother Montrell said, talking about the minister of health, he mentioned about all these subdivisions. They even building some right next door. Why all these subdivisions come? They're coming up for a reason. Amen. See, they're coming up for a reason. Just like God told Noah about building that, and he used that illustration, Noah built the ark. See, a lot of things, God wants you to be ahead of everything. And see, a lot of times we get around that time, man, what you talking about? Oh, people going to be coming. People going to do all this. And people going to do that. The Bible says, why we look not at the thing which is seen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, well, what it is, we look at this here ain't full, this here ain't full, this here ain't full. Ain't about what you looking at ain't full. You ain't going to fill it up anyway. Your assignment, my assignment is to tell them. And God, the Bible said, one plant, one water, and God give the increase. So guess what? This whole increase in the flock of what's going to happen here is it's going to be God anyway. But God needs somebody to go out there to be his messenger. Is it going to be you? Is it going to be you? All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. All right. Look at verse 3. Look what Paul say. But if our gospel, everybody say gospel. The gospel is the good news. But if our gospel be hid. But if our gospel be hid. It is hid. Now, when you hide something, that means you could find it or you can go look for it. I remember coming up as a kid, when I ain't gonna go to school, I used to hide my shoe. So don't, some of y'all don't look at me like I'm the only one who went to school. You know you played hooker, so okay, you know what I'm talking about. Might look like I'm just gonna see. That's what I like about our apostle. See, the Bible says he tells the truth, and that's the reason why people cater to this ministry and people love because why? He just tell it like it is. But what it is, when it come to a lot of time when they come to us at church, a lot of time what we're doing, we're fronting. The reason why I'm saying, because I front too. You done got it. You done got in a big bumblebees and wolves and all that. And then soon we hit the parking lot. Boy, we. And then when apostles start ministering, and apostles start going all in our business and stuff, and that's the Holy Ghost telling you about what you done last night, what you said last night, what you did last night. That's another reason why sometimes when you invite people, they might not want to come because why? They don't want to straighten up now because they know they're going to get straightened up because our apostle going to give them, he going to sock it to them. Oh yeah. He ain't gonna compromise with them. And sometimes that's the reason why they use that excuse, I'm coming, and they don't come. But like I said, don't let somebody, because they say they're not gonna come or whatever, just keep on going to the next person. Let me just say, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds, had blinded the soul. What is the soul? Look what the soul. Well, I got it down. Oh yeah. What is it? What the soul consists of? I got it down. The soul consists of the mind, the conscience, your will, your desire, your emotion, your memory, your imagination. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe it. Now, that's the reason why you see unbelievers, because why? Satan got their soul blinded. Notice he said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should do what? Should shine unto them. They need some light. They need to see. In their soul, they need some light. What the light is? Romans chapter 8. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So they need to hear about being saved. Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. So when they hear that, guess what? Light come. The entrance of God's word give it light. It give it understanding unto the simple. So when you give them the word, you're giving them light. Why they need light? Because why? They in darkness. Their soul can't see. They can't think right. How many times we done walked in the house and it's dark and you're stomping your feet, you can't see nothing. But guess what? It don't take but a little light. It don't take but one word you can give them. One word from God will change their life. But how they gonna get a change of life by that one word? Somebody gotta give it to them. Why? Because the revelation, because why? God's word is revelation. It got to be revealed. The God of this world had blinded their mind, had blinded their soul. So guess what? It's not to say they don't want to be saved. They just need somebody to shine some light, to give them some light. That's why he said, let your light so shine before men that they could see. You the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. The world need light because why? They in darkness. They need to see. Look at Matthew chapter 10. No, look at Luke chapter 19. Look at Luke chapter 19. In Luke 15, when Jesus said, there's rejoice in heaven over one sinner. Over one sinner. And a lot of time what we do is we like to go to the prodigal son. The prodigal son. But we don't read, we don't start in when that chapter start off by the woman losing that coin. She kept looking for it until she found it. The Lord had it fixed where he kept on until it wasn't so much the one was lost until we got found. I remember over 30 years ago here, I'm going to work at the school system. I'm thinking I'm going to start to work in the school system. But at the same time, God opened the door for me to work in the school system to hook me up to work with a man by the name of Anthony Johnson. Why? So he could give me some light so I could be saved. Who God put in your life in order for to give you some light so you can see? So just like God put that person in your life so you can see, guess what? He wants you. He want to put somebody. He want to want somebody to see through you. Look at verse 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named who? Zacchaeus. I hear page turn. I gave you 19 and 1, huh? All right. Zacchaeus. Which was the chief among publicans. And he was what?
Rich.
And he was what?
Rich.
And he was rich. Thank God our apostle teaching on finances when it comes to money. And he was rich. God wants all of us rich. Why? The Bible says the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Look what he said, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. A lot of people, you mention about Jesus, guess what? They don't know who he is. And he could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was to do what? Pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, what he did? He looked up. When he came there, he looked up. Looked like Jesus knew Zach. Nobody looked up because he knew Zach he was going to be in that tree. That's why the Lord leads you to go in a certain place, because why? It's a certain person he wants you to minister to. It's some people that you're going to be able to touch that I won't be able to touch. It's people that you'll be able to touch, I'll be able to touch, that apostle won't come in contact with. That's why the Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Apostle just can't preach to everybody. But guess what? He can use, guess what? If we do our part, everybody do what we're supposed to do, then that's how it's going to get done. Look at verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today, I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be what? Guest with a man that is a sinner. Just like I mentioned about that penny, sometimes we look at people that's not saved, we think they less than, we think they don't value much, just like a penny ain't value much. But at one time, you was that penny, I was that penny, when it seemed like we wouldn't value much. But guess what? No matter what people think how much value I am, God don't look at me as how value that I am. Because why? The Bible said that God is a big God. For God so loved the world. The Bible said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While I was yet doing sinful things, Christ died for me. So we have a tendency, what we do here, when we see somebody, we have a tendency to look down on them. That's the same thing when it comes to these religious people. And if you don't watch, guess what? See, we thinking, oh yeah, I go to World Life Christian Center. But at the same time, don't let that old religious spirit get a hold of you when you think you're more than somebody else. You don't, come on here. Somebody mess up and the first thing you go look at them tomorrow, oh yeah, why they did that? Why you did what you did? You walking around with your microscope. Oh, why she did that? Why he did that? Well, why you did what you did? And you wonder why the fish don't want to come, you're running them away. The main place a lot of people want to come to, they need to be at church. But guess what? The reason why they don't want to come to church, because why? Church people going to look at them all up. No, we ain't like that, though. No, I'm not like that. Not me. See the reason why the Lord will lead you in a direction like this here, because why? Because these are the type of people they stand at the altar all the time. They look what's happening right now. As they coming down the aisle, you ain't, oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus, Lord, you ain't ain't got nothing to do with how many tattoos they got on their arm. Just because you don't have none. I'm not putting up with no tattoo, but I'm just saying, you know, what you want to do? Keep them out of the church because they got something that you ain't got. But you know what though? I don't hear nobody saying, well, why them basketball players got all them tattoos all around their neck, all around their head? You don't say nothing about them. Because what we got to do is, as people coming up, you got to make the people feel like, you got to make them feel like they're welcome here. Because get oh, Lord have mercy. Because guess what? If you don't make them feel welcome, they ain't coming back. And you're wondering why they ain't come back, because why? Somebody look at them all wrong. See right now, see what it is? This in house. This us. You know how sometimes you talk family talk? You don't invite your neighbor and say, we having a family discussion. Come on in. No. Tonight, ain't no neighbors. This family. Yeah, this family. All right, look at verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation. It wasn't all about Jesus. It wasn't all about going to eat at Zacchaeus' house. It wasn't all about Jesus. About all Jesus, we're going to boil some crawfish. We're going to eat some candy yam. We're going to eat all this. It wasn't all about that. Notice every time Jesus was talking in the spirit. Talking about spirit. He wasn't talking about natural stuff. Look what he said. Today, this day, salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of what? Abraham. Look at verse 10. For the Son of Man is come. To seek. Not only seek, but he came to save that which was lost. He came looking for you. The Lord came looking for you. He came looking for me. That's why it seemed like you had a bench worn out for you. He was looking for you. And he just kept looking until he found you. No matter where you try to hide, he was looking for you. He had a warrant out for your arrest. Everywhere you went, somebody was talking about Jesus. Why? A warrant was out for your arrest. It's all Lord have mercy. And see, a lot of time when people see a warrant is out for their arrest, a lot of time what they do is they try to. You ever see people that they got the roadblock on and they try to run through stuff. But when it comes to the Lord, you can't. You can run, but you can't hide. Ask Jonah. You'll get swallowed up. Whatever it takes. You remember they say a hard head make a... You're hard-headed rascal, you? Lord. And you're wondering why you're having so much difficulty and everything, because why? It ain't the Lord. It's your stubbornness. It's you don't want to listen. All right. Look at Matthew chapter 10. Another thing too, I found out. I'm gonna use the illustration. I'm just gonna say. One of the guys walked up to me and said, he said, LeDuc, you still a Cowboy fan? I said, yeah, I like the Cowboy. He said, but you don't see me with no, because I wear cowboy hat, Dallas Cowboy, I wear it, because I'm bold for them, I wear it. But what I found out, they were running the fish away, the people were getting run away. Here I'm in the supermarket, soon them Saints fans or somebody see me with a Dallas Cowboy hat. Now how can I witness to them with a Dallas Cowboy hat? They so mad because I got that Cowboy hat, they don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. I start wearing it. I ain't wearing it. I don't even wear it. I'm going undercover. I'm not going undercover because I'm ashamed of the Lord. I'm going undercover because why? I don't want to run them away because I don't want them seen with the Cowboy stuff. So some of you all, I ain't. That's the reason why. Well, I told you to turn it to Matthew chapter 10. So some things you might have was doing, just remember the scripture said, lay aside every weight. Yeah. Wayne Dallas stuff was a weight. So I just laid it aside. Jerry Jones ain't paying me for be wearing no Cowboy hat. It was the Cowboy stuff. Arguing with these Saints fans and all these other fans, he ain't paying me. But I tell you what, I got God Can't Fail bracelet on them. I'll wear that. All right. Matthew chapter 10. Look at verse 5. Matthew 5, 10 and 5. These 12. Now think about the 12. It ain't only the 12. It's talking about you. Talking about me too. These 12 Jesus sent forth. What he did, he sent them forth. That's what our apostle has done with us. He's sending us forth. Look what he say. He sent them forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to where? Go rather to where? The lost sheep of Israel, house of Israel. And as you go, not just keep staying, getting in our routine, getting off from work and go home. No, as you go. Look what he say, as you go. God wants us to go. Look what he say. He say, as you do what? As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Boy, apostle teaching us, boy. Cast out devils freely. Ye have received, freely give. I want you to skip down. I want you to see this verse. Here, let me look at my note. Look at verse 16. Behold. Everybody say behold.
Behold.
Behold, I send you forth. Notice see, when our apostle is given his assignment by inviting people, look what he said. Jesus said, behold, I send you forth. We thinking our apostle sending us out. No, the Lord is sending us out. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. When you think about a serpent, what you think about? You think about a snake. See, you don't buddy up with no snake. If you kind of stand away from it. And if whatever you could do, you get your shovel, get you something to cut his head off. See, the Bible said in Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharp. And look, when you get ready to cut that snake hair, get you a sharp. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the divide of sunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow. So guess what it's doing? It's separate. So what you need to do is, when you see a snake, what you want to do is separate his head from his body. That's all, Lord. That's the same thing when David went up against Goliath. He took his own sword and cut his head off. So guess what? When we minister the word of God to people, guess what? Satan is getting cut. Because the word of God is sharp and it's like a two-edged sword. He getting cut. He don't like to hear that. He don't like to hear you saying about Jesus when you're witnessing to somebody. Or you telling somebody about it. He don't want to hear that. Because why? At one time, he was there hearing the word of God. But what happened was he got kicked out. Yeah. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. But be ye therefore wise as serpents. And what? And harmless as dove. All right. Look at Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. See, one thing about it, when it comes to certain things about the things of God, it's not going to sound and it's not going to be popular. Because why? God is not into popularity and being popular. See? Because why? A lot of time what it is, we won't be liked by people. So in order to be like people, we got to save faces. So guess what? You know, oh, Lord, you want me to say that, to say this? See, if you ask anybody, especially if they're a Christian, oh, I want to be like Jesus. If you won't say that, something... I'm not going to ask nobody that. I want to be like with Jesus. I don't want to be like Jesus. But guess what? In order say you want to be like him, guess what's going to have to happen? You're going to have to deny yourself. And when he say taking up his cross daily and following after him, that don't mean he's telling you to tote a physical cross. He did it already. But what it is, your lifestyle, your mannerism, your character is going to simmer him. See? It's going to look like him. So guess what? Wherever we go, guess what? We are little Jesuses. Why? Why? Because why? Okay, well, let me use an illustration. All of us come from a mom and a daddy. Okay? All of us come from a mom and daddy. All right. So when they have more than one children, you can become to be sisters and brothers or two sisters. All right. But at this, oh, Lord, have mercy. But at the same time, you're going to look like your daddy, your mama, or both of them. You're going to look like them. Oh, you're going to look like them. Because why? Their DNA to transfer to you. That's why the Bible said in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion. So guess what? We made like God. So guess what? It's not only we made like God, we ought to be looking like God. We ought to act like God. But see what it is when we get around people. Oh, I don't want to act like God because why? It's crapping my style. I don't want to look like no holy road. I don't want to look like this because why? I'm in public. Guess what? Wherever you go, you ought to look like him no matter where you are. Because why? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God unto salvation. So I'm not concerned about that. So what it is, a lot of time what it is, guess what I have? At times, it's like being a lizard. When a lizard on something green like that, he green. But when he get off of that green thing, he brown. And that's what it is. Sometimes what it is, when we're in church, we green. Ain't nothing like a green lizard. Well, when that rascal brown, oh, no, they don't. A brown lizard don't look right. So when you done turn brown, what done happened is you done conform yourself to this world. You look like that. You're looking like the world. That's how you're looking. When I was coming up, they had a ring to my call, a moo ring. Yeah, it changed colors. No, we ought to be the same color all the time. We ought to look like him all the time. That's why our apostle teaching on our soul, when our soul, oh Lord, when our soul get out of alignment, we got to be quick to repent so we can start looking like him again. Because if we don't be quick to repent, we ain't going to be looking like him. We're going to be looking like the devil's child, even though we are not the devil's child. But guess what? We're looking like him because why are we acting like him? I thank God for the teaching. Apostle is teaching on the soul. My life, my wife. Come on here. Come on, y'all. Don't be sitting up there looking at me like your life ain't changed because apostle teaching on the soul. Some of y'all sitting there looking at me like you like, oh, I know about my soul. No, you ain't know what your soul was getting you in trouble. That's what it was. Your soul was making you think just because you get in the argument, oh, I need to go to talk to pastor. I need to go talk to Brother Leroy. I need to go talk to somebody. I need to talk to my counselor. But at the same, oh, I need to go talk to somebody. Or maybe I need to go talk to Brother Duke. You don't realize Brother Duke probably saying the same thing you saying. Because Brother Duke got a soul just like you got one. Brother Duke got to cast down imagination and every high thing will exalt itself against the word of God. I got to do the same thing you're doing. But see what the enemy will do, he'll show you somebody else that think they got it all going on. And then he's talking about, just look at you. Look how old jacked up your marriage is. Look how bad you get along. But at the same time, you don't realize a lot of people got a whole lot of makeup on. They look like Herman the Monster, got so much makeup on. Got so much, oh yeah, that's all we do. We got all that makeup on. That's why them sinners get on the job. They're going to tell you just how they act. My husband act out, I'm going to do this here. No, we do. Oh, I don't do that to my husband. You did. Okay. You don't want them to know. That's what it is. The sinner don't care. Didn't Jesus say you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free? Yeah. Whom the Son says free is free indeed. Yeah. The reason why I'm talking like this, the reason why, because I'm free. Because I know. I know it's a. I told you this is a family. No, this ain't no family reunion, but I'm just saying this. Come on. This family, this in-house. We gonna take what's in-house and we gonna take it out of the house. And then you won't, oh Lord have mercy, Jesus. And then you won't get mad with your children because they done went to school and told them children that you cutting up. You went home, you went to school, and you're telling them all my business. I remember the time when my next door neighbor, as I get ready to close, here, she hiding from the insurance man. She told her the boy, go tell him I'm not home. The boy went to the door and said, my mama says she's not here. Now she won't tell me, you stupid fool, won't call him all kind of stupid fool. You told a boy to tell him that you wasn't here. The boy said exactly what you said, you're not here. Father, we just give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord, for our apostle. We thank you, Lord, that your word, Father, as we yield, tonight, Father, we gave you all the praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If anybody need a tithe, off an envelope, raise your hand. Time for tithes and offerings.